about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's 7:06. And you know what? The weather rock is dry, but Linda's going to talk about that in a few minutes. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and turn on that computer. Let it run while you're doing a few other things. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We've got a pretty busy day today. You know, but first we're joined by our producer, board operator, and just the bon voyant, Bad Bob.
I have to go get my dictionary. By the way, the chat room will be coming up shortly.
That's right. We've got our new website up. Any misspellings that you might notice in it on the right-hand side was my fault because I was typing fast on Facebook, not realizing everything I was writing was going onto the front page of the website. Thank you, our little webmaster hobbit, Brad. Okay, but now I know, so I went back and fixed it. And that's something else to also know is the things I write on there could be on the front page of the website.
Facebook is forever.
Facebook is forever. That's right. Okay, so people can come on to it and then start chatting to us via that way, or you can send emails to Linda at linda@kcnr1460.com. We get a lot of those. And speaking of the heart, the blood, and the soul of the show, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning, North State. Like Carl said, it is 7:07 in the morning on this beautiful day. I'm going to tell you what our forecast is. Today's going to be high of 79. I'm so excited about the weather. I'm so excited about planning, finally. Currently 54 degrees, but we've got a northwest wind of around 9 miles per hour, and tonight is going to be partly cloudy with a low of around 50. Great time to go out and barbecue. And or, you know what's up tonight? Tonight is the chili cook-off. That's right, at 5 o'clock, begins at 5 o'clock, the chili cook-off. Judging begins at 6 p.m. There's also the quick draw contest, which is the Buckaroo Flats at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. And enjoy free gourmet chili while you're doing that. There's also going to be a cell phone shootout. I wonder what that's all about. That should be interesting. And a street dance afterwards, featuring Double Take. That's tonight at Buckaroo Flats. They'll be there at 8 o'clock. Don't miss that.
You know, that shootout, it said to bring your own ammunition. That's, you know, that can make for a short shootout. You know, unlike the one we had yesterday. It was the day before.
No, they drove by yesterday
as well.
That's
right. They were whooping it up and shooting the place up. I tell you, the Asphalt Cowboys, it's a good thing for those bad guys that the Asphalt Cowboys believe that they load themselves first with beer, and then they load their weapons when they go out. So, but we have a couple of clues that we'll get into later, and I think we've got, what, two tickets?
We've got two tickets
to give to the road, but we're not giving them away yet. No,
okay.
Not yet. Don't call.
Okay.
Don't call. We can't just give them away now, and then everybody else, you know, goes someplace else. No, it'll be later in the show.
Hey, did you know that Sarah Palin's got a new book coming out?
No.
She does. In the fall, it's going to be called America by Heart, Reflections on Family, Faith, and Flag. It's going to be a compilation of her speeches, sermons, letters, literature, poetry, biography, and some of her favorite songs and movies.
So,
what if she'll come through again and do a little, like Karl Rove, come on and introduce where we can, you know, shake her hand and really have an up-close and personal time.
Well, I don't know how many people got that up-close and personal time, but I get there was a number of them. But she was a big star here, that's for sure, during the Loggers Conference. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, did you know that you're probably a lot richer than you think? Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, but it's true. And we've got the facts and figures to prove it. And you know, statistics don't lie. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest Tobacco Emporium in the North State, great walk-in humidor. But not only that, they have
Espresso Joe's,
where you can get that cup of Java or that tea or that latte, whatever that is, fixed the way you want it, and then go next door with your computer and drink it and use their Wi-Fi system. Joe and Shelley have been supporting our community and our veterans for over 35 years.
It's currently 55 degrees this morning. It's going to be a beautiful 79 degrees, sunny out. Time is 7:13, and boy, we got we're going to have a studio full of people, and you hear all that rustle and the bustle happening in the houses, because in just a few moments we're going to bring on Miss Redding Rodeo and Bonnie Sharp. We're going to talk about the wonderful things that Miss Rodeo does, Miss Redding Rodeo, and how she got here. And I think maybe her mom's there with the camera, too. So you're going to have a lot of us in the house today.
Well, yeah, and we've got people calling in. But, you know, there's something that one of the things we also want to announce is that on the 15th, the Missing in America Project and for Armed Forces Day is going to have a food drive.
It's Saturday, May 15th from 10 to 2. On Industrial Street, that's 1180 Industrial Street, and what they're going to be looking at, it's a community event, fundraising, benefiting the Armed Forces Day, and brought to you by the Patriot Guard Riders, Missing in America, and that's for Reading Loaves and Fishes. And so for more information, you can go to www.readingloavesandfishes.com. And that's, again, that's May 15th. So, you know, you check around to your guys. You'll see your Patriot Guard Riders, the old Guard Riders, the Missing in America guys. You know, they're all over the place. And they always do such worthy things with their energy. So ask them about May 15th, and they'll tell you what to do and what it's about.
Now, there's a rumor floating around. I saw it, and I have not been able to check it via the Internet, so I probably shouldn't even be saying it. But something about the PGR was supposed to ride up there when they were doing a ceremony in honor of those coal miners that were killed. A couple of them were veterans and had ridden with the Patriot Guard Riders and had been asked to come up there. They were not allowed to attend because of security concerns that they had not all been checked out. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's one of those things that I've gotten numerous emails on, but a lot of times with the Internet, you can't be sure. But it sounds like that could be possible. Joe with the Asphalt Cowboys called in, and he's talking about the shootout today, the gunfighting for the Asphalt Cowboys.
What about it?
They will provide the blanks, the Asphalt Cowboys, because the contestants only have to bring revolvers, 22, 38s, or 357s only. In other words, you do not bring your own ammo.
Which I thought was one way to
ensure that you might win this today, is if you brought your own ammo. And, you know, you don't have to be that much faster. You just have to keep shooting with real stuff while the other guys are banging away with blanks and you laugh at them.
We're talking about tonight at the rodeo grounds. It's the quick draw contest, of course. And also the chili cook-off and the street dance. It all really begins tonight. I mean, it's been going on all week, but and we're going to give
it
you
starts
some.
At 6 p.m.
That's right. We're going to give you some clues in a minute. But thank you for Joe for clarifying the fact that
they're
going to supply the blanks.
Did we say we brought our own ammo for that? Well,
he knows you.
That's
Joe. Okay,
so,
must know you.
So
Carl.
Joe, all that reloading I've been doing for a year, you're just saying it's just wasting my time, huh? Okay. What?
1945 at home.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. 22, 38, 357s, those are sissies, sissy guns. You don't bring anything smaller than something that starts with a 4 to a gunfight. Everybody knows that. And you try to bring your friends with big guns. You know, we have a bunch of rules for gunfighting here. You know, obviously we can't get to that, but this could be a good week to do it. Let's talk about something else that happened.
Okay.
You know, there was a cross in the Mojave Desert that went up to the Supreme Court that said they could have that cross in the Mojave Desert. It was somebody that worked in this national park had said, this really offends me that this cross is there. And the cross was put up to honor the fallen, the dead from World War I. That's how long it's been up there. And so it wouldn't offend anybody while this was working its way through the courts. They covered it with plywood. What a travesty. Anyway, the Supreme Court said you can have that. The Supreme Court allowed the religious symbol to remain on federal land. Well, on Sunday, the 7-foot-high cross was stolen. by thieves who cut the metal bolts that attached the symbol to a rock in a sprawling desert preserve. It's not like you can see it from the road. National Park spokesman Linda Slater said. Authorities had no immediate motive for the theft, but Slater said possible suspects range from scrap metal scavengers to people with an interest in the case. Well, scrap metal scavengers. I'll tell you what it was. It was a bunch of lowlives the Supreme Court met. The Supreme Court said that you can have this symbol up there to commemorate the dying and the horrible deaths of our soldiers during World War I. But somebody thought, oh, too bad. It infringes on my religious freedom by not having religion.
And, of course, they will not be allowed to replace it because that would be a new installation, so the bad guys win.
So, but they're saying it could be a tough time. It's on Indian land, and it could go through the whole, you know, it could be a problem. Of course, you know, so this is the way you get by this stuff. So, you know, the lowlifes are out there. I think the American Legion's putting a $25,000 reward out, I hope so. I hope they find them. And, the people that did it, are sitting there, and there's a little smug, little smug, and they're gleeful, and they're telling their little buddies. I hope that eventually somebody finds out who did it. It's one of those things that makes you wonder, you know. Oh, so many people. You do things the right way, and then lowlives come in, and they change it. They change it because they don't agree because of the so small percentage that does not believe that in religion or having a religious symbol. We're going to have the ACLU on Friday, you know, out there at the Friday at Tobacco and Brew. Maybe we ought to talk to
just
them about
a reminder on Friday afternoon. Not only are we going to do Friday morning where we're going to be broadcasting live, we'd love to have you come down with 12,000 of our closest Reading friends for the pancake breakfast. At 12 o'clock, we are going to be at Tobacco and Brew, where we always do our internet show live. It streams live. Usually we have, candidates on. But this Friday, it's been something that we've been working on for quite some time. You all know that the marijuana issue up here is that's what it is, with a capital I. It's a huge issue. So with us on Friday afternoon will be the ACLU. We'll have somebody who is actually sells, somebody who owns a co-op, somebody who has uses for medical purposes. We're going to get into a really big public discussion, and I think it's going to be very interesting. I know it's going to be very interesting, because here's the chance for you to show up and ask questions. Why? You know, what's going on here? Why is this huge influx of, you know, 30 co-ops going on in Reading, and there's just about 30 in L.A. County, and so we are the second in the state as many co-ops. And just we'll just really get a chance not to degrade or denigrate, but to inform. We need to be informed. Well, what this is all about.
You know, and I defy somebody to tell me, prove to me that everybody that goes to one of these dispensaries has got some kind of medical problem. I mean, 30 of them in town, you know, and doctors coming in and making their $8,000 a week by writing out these scripts. And not scripts, but recommendations. And what about the one that flies in and stays on the tarmac and writes them? Huh? Yeah, so I'm sure it's because of all medical reasons people are getting the marijuana. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Yeehaw. Yeah, it is. It is rodeo week. Uh-huh.
Was that a cow?
Yeah.
Was that a cow sound? It was a cow sound, wasn't it?
It's rodeo week. And when you think of, you know, rodeo week, besides the asphalt cowboys and the holdups and the shootouts, you think of, the roundup, and you think of cattle, and you think of bronking bulls, and you think of Miss Rodeo. And with us this morning is Julie Hemingway, and good morning, Julie, who is Miss Reading Rodeo. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
And I understand your mother, Sally, is it? And we also have Bonnie Sharp, who is in charge of the organization. Good. Well, you are, you know, Bonnie.
I'm not in charge, but I'm on the committee.
You're on the committee. Okay. Well, you kind of are one of the movers and the shakers to make sure that the girls are beautiful and with it and following protocol.
She does a lot of work.
Yes. So, Julie, can we? We've got. We're going to have you come in on the other side of the break, but before we go there, share with our listeners the beginning. How do you decide you're going to run for Miss Rodeo, and what are some of the qualifications one must have to do so?
Miss Reading Rodeo has been something I've always dreamed of. At the age of 3, I saw a rodeo queen, and I knew that I wanted to start running for competitions. And at the age of 11, I ran for my first competition for the California State Horsemen's Association. And then it started. And I started running for queen competitions since, just so I could get to where I am today. And being Miss Reading Rodeo is a huge honor, and I'm really proud and glad to represent my hometown.
And your hometown being?
Reading, California, as well as Palo Cedro.
Okay, super. So just give me a visual of your ranch or your area where you grew up. Did you have horses in your with your property, or did you have to go away where you boarded your horses, or how did that work?
Well, when I was... I lived in Palo Cedro for about 15 years. We lived on 5 acres, and we had about 4 or 5 horses, goats, dogs, cats, all sorts of animals. When I was in high school my freshman year, we ended up moving into town, and I ended up boarding my horses. So that was a little bit more difficult, but I still stayed involved, and I still rode. And still spent time with all my horses.
So how many horses do you have today?
Today I only have one now.
And that's the paint?
That's my paint horse,
And he or she, what's their name?
His name's Justin.
Justin. So she's going to be riding Justin in all of the festivities.
I am. I've had him since the age of 2. I've done all the training with the help of my horse trainer. And I'll probably keep him until forever.
Now, when you compete for Miss Reading Rodeo, it's more than just being pretty, obviously, because all of you are pretty. So there's
exactly.
Other
yeah,
too.
There's much more to Miss Reading Rodeo. You have to have the knowledge about rodeo and current events. And when you run, it's a series of events. There's clinics to attend, so the committee, like Bonnie Sharp, could help us prepare for this competition, because many girls, they haven't been competing for competitions since the age of 11. This might be their first competition they've ever ran for, so they don't know quite how to prepare for this. So those clinics help them get ready on how to get the rodeo queen hair, how to apply your makeup, and how to ride your horse properly, and what they're looking for. Along with the clinics, you have to speak in front of people and do a speech, and you do impromptu questions where you have no idea what they're going to ask you, as well as do personal interviews where they ask you a little bit more in your personal life. And you also do a pattern on your horse where they ask you horse knowledgeable questions as well.
Well, it sounds like you go through quite a bit.
You do. You do. It's a huge thing for girls.
Okay, we've got to take a break here and
in a couple of seconds.
We're going to talk some more about this, but also the things that are be going on. We're also going to discuss the clues for the Asphalt Cowboy and the Lone Stranger.
You know, we come back
and the robbery.
We come back and want to ask you about that crown.
That's right. Hey, this is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460 on your dial. It's currently 7:34, and it's going to be 79 today. Beautiful weather. It's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. And you know it's rodeo week all week today. Don't forget, tonight actually is the chili cook-off at the grounds, and we're going to have the quick draw contest and the street dance. A fun night had by all. But
you can't bring your own ammo, all right? You can shoot a .22, a .38, or a .357. You've got to supply the weapon. They supply the ammo.
And with us this morning is our beautiful Miss Reading Rodeo, Julie Hemingway. Good morning and welcome back again, Julie.
Hello.
Okay, so now I want to know, you decided at 3 years old, according what you've told us before, that at three you were hooked and that you wanted to be out there doing the barrel racing and doing all those things to become Miss Rodeo.
Yes, I did. At the age of three, I was little, but my eyes still lit up when I saw that first rodeo queen, and my mom saw it in me that that was something that I wanted to do.
Well, it's nice to meet you and see feel your wholesome qualities, and I think as a Miss, hopefully a Miss California on all levels, and Miss Reading Rodeo especially, it's nice to see a wholesome young lady who is fulfilling her dreams and being able to have this platform to be able to do some great things. It looks good in your resume, especially when you, as you get older and you're out there really in the job force. You held a title.
Yes, well, thank you. Yeah, it helps me a lot. Even seeking jobs, it made me more be able to go out in public and speak in front of people and give me the confidence to go up and talk to anybody.
Now, do you get to keep your crown?
I do not get to keep my crown, unfortunately.
Well, so you pass your crown.
Do you sleep in that hat?
No, I don't sleep in it.
Now, Carl.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I mean, it's got Miss Reading Rodeo, and now you are thinking about Miss Rodeo California, too.
I am thinking about Miss Rodeo California. Their competition is held in October in Paso Robles. It's a huge, huge event. It's there's probably about 10 girls that compete for this, and one of our other hometown girls that took the title of Miss Rodeo California was Jennifer Balma, and she did a wonderful job, and she was a role model to me when I was growing up as well.
How wonderful. Okay, so tell us about, in the next, why Rodeo Week is going on. Are you pulling 12, 14, 16-hour days? Where do you go from here today, this morning?
Well, you know, on Monday, I was planning on doing the kids' rodeo, and unfortunately, due to weather conditions, they had to cancel the special kids' rodeo. But I did end up going to the Asphalt Cowboys golf tournament in the pouring down rain, and I got to visit with them before they got to golfing, because I ended up leaving before that.
Did they play golf in the rain?
They were thinking about they were going to play in the rain. They didn't start till about 1 o'clock when I was leaving. They were planning on starting at 1 o'clock, but it was just pouring down rain when I went out there, and it was really
hardcore.
Yeah, it was. They were hardcore golfers, but it was good because there was still a turnout. The parking lot was full. The rooms were full of people just waiting to play golf. It was cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, I ran into Daryl yesterday at the doggy park. You know, it's kind of a place that we take our dogs, and lots of information's passed around at the doggy park. And I heard that they played. I looked at him. I said, "You've got to be kidding me!" Because we were driving back and through from Sacramento and saw the dark, ominous clouds. He said, "Yeah, we played. We put it off for a while." I said, "You guys played?" So yeah.
There's only two or three lightning strikes.
I know, exactly. They're like, "You want to play?" I was like, "You know, I don't want to be electrocuted. Thank you, though."
Your crown is so big, and your hat. You'd have,
I know. We're a big I'd be the first one to go.
Okay, now so the rest of the week, you've got to. I mean, I know that you. You're at every event.
I'm at every event that I can get to. After my interviews this morning, I'm going to go down and probably watch a little bit of the barrel racing slack, because that's one of my favorite events, as well as there's slack tomorrow. I won't be able to make that because
explain to our listeners who don't know what slack is, what it is.
Slack is an event where rodeo all three nights, we don't have enough time to get all our contestants to in one night. So this is where they compete in the daytime, and they get the top 30, and then they spread them out.
The top?
I believe it's the top 30, I think. Well, it's when basically we can't fit all the contestants that have entered for the rodeo, and so they get the top people to compete all three nights.
Okay, so what it is then they compete, and those now have the spots that during the shows themselves.
Yes.
And if you have 50 people that are roping, they can only take 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand. Now, they do that for rough stock or just the timed events?
Timed events.
Okay, just the timed events. And timed events is your calf roping, your steer roping. I don't know if they call it calf roping
and,
anymore.
Yeah, and yeah. the barrel racing.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of barrel racers out there?
There is a lot of barrel racers.
Frankly, I think barrel racing is pretty exciting.
Yeah, you know, I do. It's one of my favorite events.
I've seen them at the national finals, and they take off out of a out of two chutes and down a runway. And the horses are just, I mean, it's like somebody has pumped them full of electricity. And the girls riding, just, I mean, they're just as calm, you know, sitting on this, you know, ton of wild horse that's just blowing right past. I think that's quite an exciting
thing. It is. It's very exciting. And those girls are very talented along with their horses as well. It takes a lot of practice. A lot of practice.
So I have a question for you regarding wardrobe. Because, of course, I have to go from the crown to the wardrobe. So your rodeo wear, I mean, you know, all the beautiful beaded sequin Swarovski crystal stuff.
Is my favorite part.
I know. I'm right there with you. So who does that? Do you have to go to a special place, or
well,
does Mom help you make your own?
You know, I have a whole closet full. In fact, my mom's like, you don't need any more clothes. I'm like, I can't wear the same thing once all rodeo week. I have to, or same thing twice. So a lot of people have helped me. Shannon McPhee, she was our Miss Reading Rodeo. She's let me borrow some of her clothes, as well as a few other friends. But I have people that I've gone to make my clothes for me. I enjoy designing them, so I like to design my own clothes and go to them. Christy Q Designs, she made a beautiful parade attire outfit for me, and she's out of Utah, and she did all Miss Rodeo Utah's clothes, so she made an outfit for me, as well as Mellow Works, and she's down south, and she made one of my dresses for me.
It's interesting, the niche in rodeo wear.
Yes, it's huge. It's huge.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Miss Reading Rodeo, Julie Hemingway, and we're going to visit a few of our sponsors, and we'll be back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Chef.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605. If you have a question for Miss Reading Rodeo.
Well, let's talk about the last four digits after the 605. We go 605-4567.
What did I say?
605, and then you said Miss Reading. I know, she's so pretty. It's so hard to continue on those numbers because Miss Reading Rodeo and her beautiful hat and crown and smile is beaming
it's
our 605,
room. 605, Miss Reading Rodeo. Which, if you looked at it, as I did, on the telephone, you would see that comes out to 4567, okay. The first four letters of her name, Miss Reading.
And by the
M-I-S-S-R.
Way, the telephone number you do want to call because, well, you have something to give away, don't you, Julie?
Linda and Carl have a couple rodeo tickets for Thursday night that they're giving away to the first caller who calls today.
605-4567. First person to call gets two free tickets to the rodeo for Thursday evening.
So we are with Julie Hemingway today talking about her reign as Miss Reading Rodeo, as well as the fact that you're attending school and you've got finals tomorrow. So you're doing all of this rodeo appearance and work and going to school. Tell us about your school.
I am. This is my third year at Shasta College. I will be graduating with my associate's degree in humanities this year. Finally.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a little rough this week. Tomorrow I have two tests in my classes. Luckily, my mom came to help me this week, so she'll be getting the horse ready. I'll be going from school to rodeo, and I'll be all ready and be ready to jump on my horse and do rodeo for tomorrow night. And then the following week, I'll have finals as well.
Well, we just absolutely congratulate you and commend you and
your
mom and Bonnie. A well-deserved position you're holding. Again, you'll have your degree. You're going on to then cosmetology school?
Yes, I'm going to the Paul Mitchell Cosmetology Program, which is in Sacramento. I'll be moving down there in August to get ready for school. And then after cosmetology school, I plan on going to Sacramento State to seek my bachelor's in communications. And then I also plan on running for Miss Rodeo California as well.
Well, great. It'll be fun to watch you grow and watch you attain your goals.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Jeff, you have now 2 rodeo tickets for Thursday. You just won the rodeo tickets. Jeff did. And there is no truth to the rumor that Miss Redding Rodeo will be with you that evening. So,
hey,
except to wave at you as she rides by on her horse.
You want to talk, give the clues
okay,
for
now,
the loot?
Clues for the loot for the Lone Stranger. All right, yesterday's clue. Lone Stranger and Sidekick. The strangers escaped with a bag of dough. Paul Revere, fish and chips, and away we go. Be in charge, stay the course. Manage your time, you don't need a horse. That's for the Lone Stranger and Sidekick. That was yesterday. The loot. The city never sleeps when the loot is near. Center your directions. Often the noise is clear. Here are today's clues. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick. It happens anew. The Lone Strangers have struck. A city in fear, just a cowboy's luck. But fear no more of the lost loot. The cat-quick cowboys are in hot pursuit. Now, clue for where the loot is. Don't worry. Your time to recover the loot will not expire. It's not hid in a tree or in a church spire. Okay, let me do that one again. Don't worry. Your time to recover the loot will not expire. It is not hid in a tree or in a church spire. I don't know what that means.
I'm just curious.
I think it has something to do with a siren that goes off.
Somebody actually go find the loot?
They find a marker.
Talk on the microphone.
Okay.
That's what it's for.
They find a marker. Usually it's a plaque, or in some cases it was a painted rock, but it says Redding Rodeo Association, or Asphalt Cowboys, I should say, loot. And then a number to call to make your claim.
Oh.
Okay. Now.
I have a visual of where I think it is, but we'll talk about that off the air.
The city never sleeps when the loot is near. Send your directions. Often the noise is clear. Got it. All right.
I know
where it's at.
Oh, good. Okay.
We held Bonnie Sharp down at the break, and we twisted her arm.
She doesn't know.
Oh,
she said one person
knows.
So we got to take a break here. Coming up, we've got Corky Harmon.
We'll be in here running for district supervisor for District 5.
So you want to make sure that you... you've got questions, now's the time. He's going to be here for the entire hour at 8 o'clock. And now's the time to ask the candidate. But we got to take a break here, like Carl said. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott here. You know, we just want to say goodbye to Miss Rodeo, Miss Redding Rodeo, Julie Hemingway. Thank you. You're such a lovely young lady, and you're such a great representative for
Redding. Thank you guys very much, and I appreciate you having me on your show this morning.
Well, good. Will you wave to us, because we're going to be in the stand Saturday night.
And of course.
I'll have Carl do his biggest, loudest Marine whistle.
Okay, good.
And then will you just kind of like, you know, maybe salute back?
Salute to him.
Yeah. Will you do that?
I'll do that.
That'll make my day.
Okay, thank you so much,
thank
Julie.
You guys
thank
very
you.
Much.
You bet. Hey, and coming up in our next segment will be Corky Harmon, who's running for a District 5 supervisor. I'm going to have a number of questions to ask Corky. Of course, Corky's got his cowboy hat on because Corky is a cowboy.
He's bona fide.
And, among other things, a businessman and so many other things. Okay.
But you'll see him wearing a cowboy hat.
Just when you thought.
You'll see him wearing a cowboy hat even when it's not rodeo.
That's
week,
true. No, he wears it all the time. Okay, just when you thought that you were in the doldrums of a recession.
Safe to go in the water.
According to Polk, I'm not sure if that's the way it's pronounced, but that's the way it's spelled, a London-based creative company that specializes in interactive media, their website, the Global Rich List, generates a wealth ranking for its users based on their annual income. All right, are you ready? If you make $52,000 a year, that's the median American household income for 2009, you are the 58,252,719th richest person in the world, or in the top 0.97 percentile of all moneymakers. And if you just make half of that, $26,000 a year, you're still in the top 10%, ranked 569,942,529. On the Global Rich List. Are you feeling better? Are you feeling better now knowing that you are in the top 10% if you're making $26,000 a year? These are based on figures from the World Bank Development Research Group. And to calculate an individual's position on the list, this organization assumes that the world's total population is 6 billion and the average worldwide annual income is $5,000. Now, you're saying to yourself, wow, well, what kind of site is this? Well, that's the best part. The site uses your wealth ranking to invite you to share your wealth with others. That's right. Can we say redistribution? It says things like, you could buy 25 fruit trees for farmers in Honduras for just $8, as opposed to 12 organic oranges for the same price that you would have right here in the United States and eat them. So you can use your money to help those Hondurans down there. Or a $30 first aid kit for a village in Haiti instead of that DVD box set. Oh, well. Anyway, but what they're saying is it's charity, it's giving. You are in the top 0.97 percentile in the world that you should be able to take part of that $52,000 and give it to others. And you know what? There's many that do. That's the greatest thing about this country.
Bob just held up a sign saying it's politics of guilt.
Well, you know, I don't feel very guilty. And the thing is,
why should
is
we
that,
feel guilty if we do well?
Well, you shouldn't, but it's not enough that you do well. If you do too well, according to President Obama, you know, he says some people have made too much money. Well, how much is too much money? He made $6 million last year. I kind of think then, is that too much money? I wanted to ask him that. When he said that some of those people made too much money, I don't, you know, it's like the definition of is by Clinton, you know, what it is mean. But how much is too much money?
You work hard. The American dream, built on the backbones of the coal miners, the people who came here and cleared the roads and the rail, made the railway so that
made
there
this
was,
country.
Made this country. You work hard, you prosper.
Well, what they're saying is, well, you know what? You can't make your money off the coal miners, and you can't make your money off because you're smart in trades and all that. It's not that you can't make money. You just can't make too much money. And then how much is too much money? Then we go back into that. Well, obviously, if you're making $250,000 a year, that's way too much money. That needs to be redistributed to people that make less money when only half the people in this country pay taxes anyway. Now, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, when I read this like this, gosh, you know, here I am thinking that I'm in the top 0.97 percentile in the world. Well, so? I mean, I didn't get here by accident, and it's not my fault that other people live on less in Honduras or the Congo. Anyway, I just, you know, the whole concept of the president of our country saying that some people can make too much money based on their efforts, that's kind of interesting, and especially when he's making in the millions, and he has a free place to live. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Welcome to our second segment. It's a beautiful day today. The Weather Rock is nice and warm. The temperature right now is 57, and the time is 8:06. Going to have a great day today. I think it's going to go up to 79 today. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination. It's a great place to go. The food is so good, and just the location. I mean, you can't beat it, that's for sure. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming at kcnr1460.com. If you have a question today, because we're going to, our guest is Corky Harmon, who's running for the Shasta County District Supervisor's position, District 5. You can either call us at 605-4567 for Corky, or you can send us an email to Linda at KCNR1460.com. All right. Hey, good morning, Corky. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing, Carl?
Fine. So your second appearance here?
Yes, thank you.
Well, we're trying to have all the candidates on so that we can have find out what they're thinking and where they're going with this. Now, you were kind of a late entry into this into the battleground, you might say.
Well, not too late. They have a deadline to sign up, so I made the deadline.
Made the deadline, right. tell us about yourself, Corky, for people that may not know you.
I'm a lifetime Shasta County resident, four generations, and raised my family here. I've been beating out a living here for 28 years as a businessman, and you know, we all know that's kind of difficult these days, but I like to let people know that I understand what they're doing. A good representative of the people would be somebody who understands the people, somebody who's been in the people's shoes in a lot of ways. I have been in the people's shoes and continue to be in the people's shoes. I've just yesterday thought, well, I'm going to make a list of all the, you know, it's about getting hired to represent the people. You need to show your qualifications. Well, I don't have a lot of qualifications as far as politics goes. I do have a lot of qualifications as far as experience goes.
I'm not sure that having a lot of experience in politics is a bad thing. You know, I mean, the incumbents have gotten us into this mess. And, you know, and I'm not saying all the incumbents are bad or anything. I'm not one of those people that say throw out all the incumbents. But incumbents are people that are in those positions at the city, county, state, federal levels are the ones that got us here.
Yes, and I think you're right. I think we're all a little fed up with politics. I'm a little fed up with politics just running a campaign. You know, you feel like a broken record saying the same things over and over again. But I did make up a list, and I'm going to put it on my website of all the agencies I deal with, all the license from contractors, state board license to city license to. You know, and then permits, regulatory, you know, I carry permits with most of the regulatory agencies in Shasta County. I deal with all the agencies in Shasta County. And because of the broadness of what I do in business, I feel like I do have the experience that we need to have representatives. I understand the frustrations people are having out there.
So, Corky, as you are on the campaign trail, what would you say if you had to tell our listeners would be the top of the list of people's when they come up to you and they have their biggest concern with what's going on right now?
I would say it's probably budget. Budget, what are you going to do? You know, what can you do? And, you know, I can't say everything I can do. I haven't been in that position yet. But I can tell you that I'm very capable. And I intend to do anything and everything. And I'm people say, well, you know, what about you that is different? And I like to tell them, me, I'm different. I'm not going to go in there and do politics as usual. I'm going to go in there and represent the people. I'm going to go in there and I hear the people daily. I'm out here on the street. I'm out here. You know, I've worked myself from the bottom up in the business world, and I'm in the business world right now, and I think that's important. We need people that are from the business side of things, that are out there, that have payrolls that they're trying to meet, that understand what all the taxes are, that have commercial properties, that understand what it's like to try to develop something, to get a permit for something, for, you know, all these things. I was just reading in the paper, the Anderson Post, you know, had an article in there about the timber harvest. Well, I have a timber harvest plan on a piece of property, and that was a big concern to me. You know, what they're doing to, you know, put more regulation on timber harvest. And
yeah, one of our guests here in the future, we're going to be talking about it. And his he wrote a great letter to the Record Search Letter, or opinion piece. It said, third strike on the on local timber harvesting. You know, with the new regulations they have on the spotted owl. Now it's two years of finding a spotted owl instead of just one. Are you holding that piece of paper right there? Is that the one?
Yeah, I thought you might be looking for that name, Dennis. I think it's spelled or pronounced Pawson.
Pawson, right. We've been in contact with him. We're going to have Dennis on, or Dennis's representatives. We're going to meet with him, but this is just ridiculous. Again, it's something else that just gets hammered. You know, it's not bad enough that we're getting hammered by the federal government every time you turn around. But then, it turns around, and then it's not your elected officials even. It's a bunch of appointed jerks, that are making these decisions. Well, who has cognizance over these jerks that do this, that make these decisions that, oh, 1 year of searching for the spotted owl is not enough. Now it's 2 years of searching for the spotted owl. And you can't touch your timber for that 2 years. Is that correct?
Well, that
according to this, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That article.
Well, and then I have a little background with this spotted owl. My brother is a wildlife biologist, and for his thesis or whatever, the summer he was before uh-huh. his last year, he did the study on the spotted owl. I can tell you, and he can tell you that it's a farce. The whole thing's a farce. They pick whatever they want. Well, I'll go to the operation I'm in, Mountain Gate Limestone Quarry.
Uh-huh.
We've got what they call the Shasta salamander. The Shasta salamander is supposed to be indigenous to limestone. Well, it's not indigenous to limestone, and they just pick a species, pick a name. If it's not spotted owl, it's going to be something else. If it's not Shasta salamander, it's going to be something else. They're going to pick something, fairy shrimp or whatever, to push their cause, to restrict. And what we need to do, what we're talking about is big government. We need to push big government back. And we're talking about our landowner rights.
That's right, our landowner rights. But look, we've got to take a break now. We're over our break time. But we're going to come back and talk about our rights and then what you're going to do. I also want to talk about Record Searchlight and an article in there. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
There's a whole...
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, Dennis, buddy. Thank you. You know, we hope that you're going to be coming up to Reading here. We'd like to, we're getting all kinds of requests to have you come up and do a concert. So if you're listening, hopefully you're going to come up to Reading because they need to laugh their sides off. And it's currently 8:16 if you're just tuning in. It's Carl and Linda Bott here. Our guest
left their sides off.
Left their sides off.
I can use
that. Or guts out. Can you left your guts out? Okay. Anyway, I know that's kind of gross, but it's going to be 79 today. A gorgeous, gorgeous sunny day. And as Cheetah said, you might think about wearing short sleeves. And I've got on my sandals. So that's how we always equate. How should I dress today? KTNR 1460 right here. 1460 on your dial, 605-4567. We're taking your calls this morning, and also with our new website, which is kcnr1460.com. You can register, and we can tweet and chat, and I think there's a question that we already have that's come up, Bob, but our guest this morning is Corky Harmon. Again, welcome, Corky.
Good morning, Linda.
And, yes, very first question on our brand-new KCNR chat room, and it is from Webb Timothy. The question is, do you think that the county is currently doing anything that is detrimental to local business?
Well, that's a definite yes. I believe that we need to be more proactive. You know, I think this is kind of a common sense approach. In my business, when people walk in the door, if I'm not proactive about fulfilling their needs, I'm going to lose a customer. I'm going to lose income. I'm going to lose maybe somebody's project. We treat them like we value their business, and I think that's what kind of approach we need to take at the Shasta County level. Anybody that comes in the door that wants to do something, that's all stimulus. That's all creating jobs. That's about anything we can do to stimulate or create jobs. We need to be proactive about it. We need to have some kind of a streamlined program in there when Carl and Linda walk in the door and they want to remodel their house or build a swimming pool in their backyard or build a shop or an addition, it should be a positive experience. It should be something where they feel like, wow, those people were really nice and they were a lot of help. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that all those people there behind the counter are not nice people, because they are. There's a lot of good people down there. But there's just a lot of restrictions. There's a lot of and I had somebody say the other day, said, well, there isn't any difference. Well, it was actually the Record Searchlight. Well, they didn't say it like this, but that there isn't any difference between this county and any other county. Well, no, that's not true.
I don't believe that.
I absolutely don't believe that. I talked to a businessman in Cottonwood that was going to build it. He is in the process of building a $1 million home. Him and his wife decided to build that home in Tehama County. They bought a lot in Sunset Hills instead of buying a lot in Shasta County because the headaches and the cost difference was substantial. And I haven't done this yet, but I want to find out what that cost difference was, and I'd like to get that information
back.
Well,
you know, it's not only that. It's the stories we have heard of the ones that enforce the regulations. And by the way, does anybody really have a good idea where all the regulations, fines, fees, and everything you have to, every hoop you have to jump through to start a business, or just the little things like, I understand is that they've come in and stopped a business from opening up because their flowers were too close together, or they don't like the way that, you know, oh, you've got to do an environmental study again on a plant that doesn't exist in this area, but it cost them $20,000. I mean, what organization within the county does this kind of stuff that comes out and checks to see if you've got your iced tea in what kind of vat it's in? I mean, which one is that?
Well, there's a list. I mean, you got to do archaeological studies. You got to do now we got to do oak tree studies, oak tree surveys, and I want everybody to know I'm a true environmentalist, and in the fact that I love our country. I don't want to see anybody destroying anything. I want to keep it beautiful. I don't want to see anything destroyed. You know, I mean, we all live here, and that's not what we're about. But we're being abused. You know, we're being abused by the, you know, like you said, the every little flower that comes along, or every little, you know.
Well, I think it's a mindset, and that's where I'd like to see a change. As we're talking a change, let's talk about a change in the mindset of these people that are doing business, like you said. You said, okay, I want these people that may come in there, you feel like they're there to help you. They're not there to put their foot on your neck and say, oh, you didn't do this one thing, and I'm going to hold up everything for 2 weeks until I want to come back and look at it again.
Well, right, and projects, instead of being streamlined, they're taking anywhere from 2 years to 5 or 6 years to get a project pushed through.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's a good question, and we've got to take a break right now. We come back, let's talk a little bit about why that could be happening, and you know, what the problems are with building, and what's the problems with streamlining these all of these onerous regulations so that we can get something started.
Oh, we do have some questions also that have come in through the email regarding what we were just discussing, and so we'll cover those when we get back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
The state.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there off Athens. It's DC Tim and the Mysterious Haircutter, the Man in Black. They cut your hair. They are not hairstylists. They are barbers. They're proud of it. They give great haircuts. Great prices. You walk in there, don't worry about somebody coming over and asking to do your nails. Never happen. Don't worry about somebody wanting to style your hair. Never happen. This is man's last stronghold, my friends. You know, Corky, you've got the type of hair that goes down there and should have that haircut right down at the Cypress Square. Just go in and ask for the Man in Black.
You need to be careful talking about them manicures. My wife's a manicurist.
Well, that's fine, but not in, I mean, we love manicurists, right? my bride does. But in the Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, there are no manicures.
Okay.
Or pedicures.
Now,
and wait a minute, before we get back to Corky, what's the one thing we learned about our new coffee maker there, Linda?
Okay, it's a new coffee maker, and you have to put the filter in before you put the water in. Otherwise, you have a shower of...
It's a placement thing.
It's okay.
A displacement coffee maker, yes.
Exactly, and it's brand new. And so, anyway, email came in for you, Corky, and I'd like to read that aloud to you. The question is, are you aware of the problems Reverge Anselmo has had in building his $25 million ranch vineyard restaurant? And if so, you're aware of the problems he's had in the midst of that. What do you think?
I have not had a chance to talk to him about the details of that, so I'm not. If you can, by the way, I'm not going to get my cup of coffee, am I?
You're going to get your cup
you
of coffee
now.
In 10
you
minutes.
Are now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But so that was a question from a listener, and I can't. Tell you what that is, but I.
Well, one of the things was, is if I can get in this, it was part of it was grading problems. They wanted a thing to be done. The federal authority said everything was going fine. And now it's a battle between the county and Seven Hills, and a lot of it's got to do with the how they proceeded, and it's not just and I'm not going to just throw out I heard this or I heard this. We're compiling a list of things, not from just Anselmo, but other people. And here's what I'm having. This is our feedback we're getting, Corky, is that people are afraid to say what happens to them. What these people are coming out and hammering them on because, and get this, it's a fear. It's a fear if they say anything the next year, like they're having some kind of event or they're building something, that they're going to come back and get even with them. The people are fearing their government.
Well, I can tell you that was something that my partners and I talked about with me running for county supervisor, because I do carry a lot of permits in this county, and I do a lot of business in this county, and is that going to be a problem? I do have a good rapport with the people that are in these positions, and I think there's a lot of really good people in there. I wouldn't want to say anything negative about any of those people, but I would say something negative about the criteria that they're putting on us, that the requirements they're putting on us, the fees they're putting on us, the taxes they're putting on us. I've been up to Anselmo Vineyards, and man, he did a beautiful job of. I didn't see that place before. I seen a few of the pictures around there, but I'm not familiar with what happened there. But I can tell you that he did a very nice job of, and I heard that it was. A complete facelift.
It's not just that. It could be what he built up there, but it could also be something as simple as people put on an event in this county, and having the people come up and tell them, oh, you can't put water in this type of container. Oh, you can't sell candy out of this one container. It's wrapped candy. I mean, why? I mean, first of all, who are you and where are you reading this from anyway? I mean, these are just. Little complaints.
They're like power trips.
It's like a power trip coming on. And that's, we've got to take a break here. But this is where I see a supervisor needs to get involved with this, is that he's taking care of all those people that don't have a say, that a person can just destroy them, which is for the mark of a pen. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. Our guest is Corky Harmon. He's running for the 5th District Supervisor's position. Join us after these messages. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You can go and hit the chat room and start sending us messages as you can by sending Linda an email at linda@kcnr1460.com.
Weather, currently 55 degrees. It's going to be high. Oh, actually, 61 degrees. We have two things we're looking at, two different sources that we're looking at here. Currently 55 on one source. Or 61. That's kind of a 6 degrees of separation, but it's a beautiful day today. Going to be a high of 79. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
Okay, today there's going to be a Missing in America Project ceremony at Idigo at 11 o'clock today. This is where they inter with honor those remains of those veterans who have never been claimed or were. In a couple of cases, were interred in Pauper's Field without honors. That will occur today at 11 o'clock up at Idigo at our National Cemetery up there. I urge you, if you've got time, to go on up there and become part of this. It's a beautiful ceremony. And if you've never done it, If you've never seen it, you need to go do this. It is very moving. Linda and I were honored with being able to carry the remains of one of our warriors and help in the internment. So it's Missing in America Project Ceremony. I believe it's 15 of our fallen warriors that are going to be interred with honors at 11 a.m. this morning. Our guest is Corky Harmon, who's running for 5th District Supervisor. Corky.
Yes.
You got a lot of things going on.
I do.
How are you going to change things here?
Well, you know, I think we need to start with the right person. And, you know, the right person is somebody with some honesty, integrity, somebody that's not a yes man, somebody that, like I said earlier, somebody that's been in the shoes across the counter, that's frustrated, and that needs to be somebody that's trying to do business in Shasta County. That needs to be somebody who knows what running payrolls is and paying payroll taxes and property taxes. And, you know, I get really frustrated when people tell me, you know, well, you don't have enough experience. I don't have enough experience in politics is what they're talking about. I do have enough practical experience with my feet on the ground around here trying to make a living in business in, you know, for the last 28 years. That's key to what we need. That's where we used to come from 100 years ago. It was somebody that we brought out of the community that went in there for a term, represented us, knew what the issues were from the other side of the counter, knew what the issues were from the simple fact that they were out there trying to deal with all them issues themselves. We keep putting people in there that are politicians, career politicians, that the only thing they're focused on is from that seat up, what's going on. Well, we need somebody that's been down here where the rubber meets the road and has come up through the ranks and is now sitting there representing the people from that seat down, not what's coming in from federal government, not what's coming in from the state level, and start pushing back. We need to push back. I think everybody understands what pushing back means. Pushing back is pushing back on things like we're talking about, these regulatory issues. That's all the liberal left wings that are out there trying to dictate who we are and what we're here and what we're doing. Well, getting back to who's Corky and what's he going to do? Well, Corky's somebody you can learn anything you want to know about me. I have a website, and my website designer, George Ireton, I told him, I said, I want this website to be something somebody can go to. It's www.corkyharmon.com. I want them to be able to go to this website and learn anything they want to know about me. I don't have any skeletons in my closet. I have put everything on there I can think of. I went to the last debate, or the one before that, and my boy was 17 years old, and he's filling out job apps. And he says, "Dad, what I put down for a reference, or what I put down for experience?" And it got me thinking, well, I'm applying for the job of representing the people of Shasta County. So I went to the office the next morning, the day of the debate in Shingletown, and I put together my work history. So everybody can get on my website now, and you can find my work history. The latest thing I'm doing is I put down everything I deal with as far as permits, fees, regulatory associations, you know, what I donate to, what I'm involved with as far as community goes. And I've listed all that, and it's not on the website yet because we just did that yesterday and finishing it this morning. But I'm putting that on the website. I want people to be able to look on that website, check Corky out, and realize that, hey, this guy, I think you're going to go on there, and I don't care who you are, you're going to find something on there you can relate to that Corky's involved with. That means, well, this guy understands what my frustrations are. This guy's, he's in the business of engineering. He's a contractor. He's in the business of dealing with permits and fees. He's a local aggregate supplier. He's in the trucking business. He understands the trucking industry. He's an equipment owner. He understands what this off-road diesel, you know, and the on highway diesel regulations are doing to us. I'm a medium fleet, and for those of you out there that I'm ringing some bells for you right now, they're small, medium, and large fleet. They're, you know, these regulations are something that we've all been fighting for the last. This thing about me fighting for our rights is not starting right here as me trying to get in as county supervisor. We're involved with AGC, Associated General Contractors. My partner's on the board for the Builders Exchange. My other partner is, you know, is heavily involved with the Associated General Contractors at a state level, and I am very informed on in regard to all, you know, to what we're dealing with out there, you know, on the street level. Let's put somebody in there that understands that. Let's put somebody in there that's upset, that's frustrated, that's willing to, and that's not a yes man. And let's get back to talking about integrity and honesty. That's not something that you decide to do because it's convenient and it's something that you need to have right now. It needs to be something. It's what you are. I have always been a man that's been honest, and my integrity is something that I am about.
We're talking to Corky Harmon, running for 5th District Supervisor. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great tobacco, coffee, and meeting place there, and they support the veterans. They support this community. Finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Great coffee at great prices with Espresso Joe's. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143
and
Hilltop Drive.
Friday, we'll be there to do our live internet show.
That's right.
You'll
high noon
hear us streaming on KCNR 1460 or Free Fire Radio. Go to either one, and we're going to be having a panel talking about marijuana, legalize it, don't legalize it, people who grow it, co-op owners, the ACLU. People who are using it for medicinal reasons, and so it's going to be a wonderful, informative afternoon regarding that subject. With us this morning is Corky Harmon. You might go to www.corkyharmon.com, look up some information, and ask the candidate running for the 5th District of a supervisor. Good morning and welcome back, Corky.
Good morning. Thank you, Linda.
So there's the Record Searchlight has been putting out endorsements, and it seems like they're endorsing all the ones that are currently holding offices as opposed to people that are coming up to try to make, you know, that are going in opposition to the incumbents. Is that going to hurt you think?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think that you know, that they probably ought to stick to reporting the news instead of making making opinions and decisions about and trying to make decisions about what's going on in our county. Let's let the people do that. I think that you know, the comments they make about, and we talked about it earlier, the comments in there, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but that there isn't any difference between this county and any other county in California, that it's all state and federal mandates that's dictating who we are and what we do, and that's not true. Shasta County has a lot of their own flexibility about what they can do, and we need to do everything we can as people. Let's start by putting somebody in there that's not a yes man. Let's start by putting somebody in there that has done, that has taken on large projects, that has 100%. I have 100% success at everything I've done in the last 28 years. Let's get somebody in there that has some background, that knows, you know, that knows how to get something done and knows how to work with other people. I'm not somebody who's going to go in there and you know, try to cowboy anything. I've worked with the regulatory. I've worked with people, you know, for the last 28. You can't get the things done I've done. I've done over $80 million worth of projects. You can't do that without having the ability to work with people, the ability to pull people together, you know, and stay focused on what you know, what you're trying to accomplish. I can bring that to the seat of District 5, and I intend to do that. I just need the people to step up and make a vote. Let's make a vote, and let's get it done.
Great. Okay. And as people are considering their vote, we do have some emails of questions. One comes from a listener who says, how much does it cost to run a credible campaign for supervisor?
Well, I was told when I started this, which I didn't have any experience running a campaign, so this has been a great learning curve, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of pressure, and it's been a lot of, but I like a challenge, and And I'm a team player. I got a good team of people that are working on my campaign, and the people that are working on my campaign are the are people from the community. They're friends, they're acquaintances, they're people that I've met since I've stepped up. And the cost I was told at the beginning, you know, was to run a good effective campaign, it requires about $45,000. I put 25% of that up myself.
Okay.
Just to kick the thing off.
And so the question then, there's three parts to this question. Why does it cost so much?
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer deal there, you know, that it takes money, you know, and I mean, we're watching it, of course, at the state level, it's exponentially larger, you know, sums of money, but you gotta have money to do radio ads, you gotta have money to do TV ads, you gotta have money to get the signs out there, and I'm not a very good person to ask people for something. I've never been that way. I just assume somebody owe me than me owe somebody else.
Do you think that this the money question keeps people out of politics in many cases?
Yeah, I think so. I think it keeps good people out. You know, that it's a shame that it requires money to get in there. I think that's a shame. I think it needs to be. It needs to get back to, let's do background checks on people. We don't do background checks on people before we stick them up there and say this is who we want. Do you know of anybody doing background checks?
You mean on the candidates?
On the candidates.
No, well, you know, a good press would do something like that. We'd do a background check on them, you know, and see if there's anything that's in their background that people may need to know.
Sure. I mean, how about basic things like a credit check? Doesn't that say something about somebody's integrity? Or how about I carry a blasting license. That's an ATF. You know, it's federal, state, county. It's all regulated. They got a fingerprint. You do a background check on you. I mean, let's do something that requires a background check before you can even sign up as a candidate. That has some basic things that says you need to be somebody who has good credit. The people can find out about, know something about. How many times have you got somebody in office and you and I get frustrated and say, you know, how did that guy, where'd that guy come from and how did he get there? If this stuff that's coming up was brought up before, he would have never got in, he would have never got in there to represent us.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Corky Harmon, running for 5th District. And this will be our last segment when we come back. And we're going to wrap up here with Corky and talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, clearly News Talk Radio.
Ladies and
welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Lindebaugh on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Corky Harmon, who is running for 5th District Supervisor here in Shasta County. Okay, we just got a couple minutes left. There was a question about...
on the chat line on KCNR 1460.
We have an anonymous guest on the chat line, says, Corky, don't you think your candidacy will assure Les Baugh will be reelected since you will siphon off votes from Chris Young?
Oh, I've had people come at me, you know, pretty upset about that. And, the fact of the matter is I checked out both candidates before I decided to run. And I didn't do an investigation on them or anything, but I did do... a check on them like you would if you were going to hire somebody. I checked around and talked to people, and that was the final deciding factor for me to run. And to answer that question, you know, is that going to split the vote? Well, it takes 50% plus one vote to end it on June 8th. There's more than likely, when there's three candidates, the chances are, the odds are, that it'll go to the fall campaign. Am I increasing the odds that Baugh may get reelected? I don't think so. I think that the people are going to decide that. That's the bottom line. So, you know, let's leave it up to the people.
And okay. Finally, why would as we have to wrap up here with you, Corky? Again, thanks for being a guest for Free Fire Radio today. Why, as we go to the booths, why would someone, as they click on the name, why would someone vote for you?
Well, I want to refer back to my website, because www.corkyharmon.com. I think people need to do what I did. You need to check all the candidates out, and I think you're going to find out that I'm the only candidate that's not a politician, I'm the only one that is that is the most qualified to represent the people, because I've done more of what the people are about than any of the other candidates. I haven't been involved in just one small business doing focused on one thing. I have a broad spectrum of things that I've been involved in that I think qualifies me, head and shoulders above the other candidates. And go to my website. I don't have it on there today, but it will be on there by tomorrow, which is that other list that I'm gonna put on there with all the agencies and all. I'm trying to get as much background on there as I can.
Okay. Hey, Corky, we really appreciate you being here today. We don't endorse any candidates. We're asked to do that all the time. What we try to do is give every candidate a fair shot, to let the people hear and let the people ask questions. We appreciate your honesty and integrity and the reasons that you are running.
I appreciate what you and Linda do. You and Linda are what the people's all about. You got the voice out there, and you are being fair. You're being, letting everybody get on, and everybody that wants to get on and talk about, what they're doing and let the people hear about it. So thank you for what you do.
Well, it's the people make the decision. It's not up to some talking heads or somebody to write something in a paper or anything to make up people's minds. It's just to get the word that let the candidates speak for themselves. Tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow and candidates, we have a range now. They have not reconfirmed it, but we're trying to not nail it down. Is somebody that's running for the California Secretary of State position, trying to get the Republican nomination. Her name is Dr. Orly Taves. And Dr. Taves wants to be the Secretary of State for California. But one of the things that she is probably a little bit better known for is leading the birthers movement against Obama, and since has put numerous lawsuits against to have President Obama prove that he was born in the United States. She is representing several, according to her information, a couple of hundred military people that say that they will not deploy unless they know for sure that the president and the commander-in-chief is truly the commander-in-chief. So it's an interesting concept when you think about why would she be running for Secretary of State, and then it's the Secretary of State, I think, that says who can be on the electoral ballot.
And don't forget the chili cook-off tonight, the quick draw contest, and the street dance out at the rodeo grounds.
Oh, it's going to be big. And remember, you can't bring your own ammo, all right? But you can bring your own guns, 22s, 38s, and 357s.
We got to wrap up.
Oh, you'll be there
at the dance.
Anybody
okay.
wants to talk to me.
Okay.
Corky's,
oh, cool.
Yeah, Corky's going to be at the dance. And then, of course, Friday is the pancake breakfast, and we're going to be there on our remote. So you can come by and see us there and say hello. Get on the show, as everybody can do here. Just give us a call or just stop on by. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.